And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. Here we go. Second attempt on this one. Hey, Crime Stoppers. We're at the beginning of the year, and it's time to raise our level of expectation for what this new year will bring. I started off last week saying the same thing, but never got to the message. What God will do with us, for us, to us, around us, all because he loves us, means we need to move our expectation from a 6 to a 9. Flip it upside down so we can see the works of God in our lives. Next, there's nothing new or old about this message that I'm going to try and preach this time. What that means is that it applies to our past, our present, and our future. The first thing we're going to talk about is understanding that God has a new land. And I'm going to say it again because I want you to hear it and I want you to receive it. And if you don't think it's true, you should read Deuteronomy 1, 2, 3, and 4. God has a new land for you and me in 2024. There is something new and special that God has designed for us this year. That's not what's at question. The question is, can we believe? That's the question. And finally, we know there'll be obstacles in our walk. There have always been. There always will be until the fullness of redemption, the glorification process of our salvation. Until that happens, there will be obstacles. We need to make a decision as to how we're going to handle the disappointments that come our way until we reach our goals. We'll offer up two substantial keys to standing fast in the Lord while we await the fullness of victory. One of these keys will be answering a significant question. The other will be functioning in a significant principle. And by these two things, we shall prevail in the Lord.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. You're going to get some of that today. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, whether you're in San Diego, Denver, Dallas, or Detroit. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. Now listen to this one. This is a good one right here. I'm gonna get Jacob's input on this. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like eating your favorite candy bar.
Oh.
Okay, now you're on the spot now. Here you go, brother.
What's a favorite candy bar?
What's your favorite candy bar?
I'm going to go with Twix.
Oh, nice call. Very, very good.
Twix is probably my...
Your favorite of all?
Yeah, but I do really like Milky Way also, but I have to pick Twix.
Okay, so Twix is your call. So in the earlier part of my life, it was the $100,000 bar, which then they changed to the 100 grand bar, which was stupid because it's the $100,000 bar, and I don't know why anybody did that. Then, as I kind of
progressed... See, I didn't even know about the old name.
Yeah, that just tells you how bad. And it's just like, what was wrong with the original name? It was like, come on. But then, so of late, it goes more towards, from a candy bar point of view, I do like Butterfingers. I just like Butterfingers. I don't know what it is. It's just something about it that's, And then I've always been a Reese's fan, so that just is. It's a separate candy category.
Yeah, Reese's are good, too. That's up there.
Yeah, you can't get away from that. Okay, so talking to Jacob, that is like eating your favorite candy bar. That's kind of nice, right? Here's the bottom line. The reason that you can email us, text us, or call us is simply this. Maybe you've got a testimony you want to share. Cool. We want you to share it. That's important. And the reason it's important is because it blesses people, it blesses you, and it honors the Lord. Maybe you've got a prayer request, and you're like, I've got to get prayer for this thing. I don't know. I mean, I'll share with you something in a little bit that you'll be like, man, you needed prayer for that. Like, you bet. I didn't get it, but then I stopped and prayed and changed everything. So I'm just saying prayer works very helpful for all of us, right? It's a helpful process for us to understand that the Lord partners with us on this planet. I know there's days you get up and you get your head off the pillow and you go, man, I could be sick today. don't lie about it. It's just like, okay, many people do that. Let's not be weird about it. But the reason that we get up and the reason that we keep going is whatever we do it in a partnership with God. And who knows what adventure he has for you? If we're sensitive enough, you can spend the day connected to the Lord and in such a way that the day is like, it's like an excitement, an adventure and a venture with the Lord. That's kind of how we want to be, I think. That was the idea. That's why Jesus did what the Father told him to do and said what the Father told him to say. And that's kind of the example for all of us, if you catch that. Okay, so that is there. Additionally, by the way, if you got a praise report or prayer request, we also have Bible trivia as well as history and jokes. Now, do we have somebody that wants to share something first, or is it a question, or what do they got?
Prayer request.
A prayer request. Let's send them on through right now. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. Dave. This is Joyanne. Hi.
Hi, Joyanne. How are you?
I'm great. And actually, it's a praise report.
Okay. It's a praise report. Okay. It's not that it's better or worse. It's just very happy to hear that. What kind of praise report do you have?
Okay. So y'all were so wonderful to pray for our need yesterday. Twice I heard on the 2 a.m. show this morning, I heard, wait a minute, they prayed for us twice. That was so wonderful. So this is in regard to my twin sister, Cordelia, and me. And she had a very large IRS tax bill hanging over her head. And as her concerned sister was hanging over my head, too, because I'm the one who did it on TurboTax. So the other day, I did get to talk to a TurboTax representative, and they gave me some good ideas. And then over the weekend, I spoke to the most wonderful representative, and she was so good. And I said to her, I said, you sound like a CPA. And she said, actually, I am. But because of the state that I'm in, I'm not allowed to really, be using that. I'm just one of the representatives for TurboTax. But she gave me an insight about my twin sister's dilemma. She said, it sounds like the IRS did not get her payment. It's not recorded in their records. So we looked up, and it sure enough, that payment did go through. It was documented in her checking account, and we brought all the proof over to IRS. We went to the office, and it took a few hours because we didn't have an appointment. Well, we did get to talk to someone on the phone who was very helpful. She kept looking up. We gave her all the routing numbers from the checking account statement, and she said, I am so sorry. We just don't see it here. She said, why don't you show what you have there at the office? See if maybe they will accommodate you today for an appointment. And ultimately, they did fit us in. It was late. We were there for 4 hours.
Wow.
But we look at that as a blessing. You know, we bring gospel literature with us, and not that we're always real good about witnessing, but we do share in a variety of ways. But this is what happened. We got the most beautiful young woman, and this is what she figured out, was that because we sent our tax return in together, And I always make a copy, Dr. Dave, a copy of the check that's sent in. And they do say, put your Social Security number on the check, and hers was there. And then I make a copy of the envelope, and that sort of documentation. You know, as a nurse, I know you're supposed to document, document, document. So I showed her all that, and she said, it looks like because you both have the same bank account that the IRS put it with your name, not hers. So sure enough, that's what the problem was. So she has paid up. She's in the clear. But, you know, it was such a mystery hanging over our heads. And we thought, what did we do wrong? You know, we're trying to do things the right way. But the Lord handpicked people who knew how to help us. So sometimes we can't know everything. And during this ordeal, you know, I would wake up thinking, I wonder if this is the day that the problem will be solved and that this is no longer hanging over our heads, because we try not to worry. We try not to be afraid, but the Lord just uses people and circumstances. And we did give that lovely young IRS agent a plant and some gospel literature. So, and she accepted. We don't know if we're allowed to do that, but I'm praying that the literature will bless her. So thank you for letting me share that praise report. We have a glorious God, don't we, Dr. Dave?
Yes. And
we love this so much.
It's a great testimony, because when we're done talking, I'm going to share what happened to me, and you're going to think yours is much more classy than mine. So I'm just saying that real quickly. So I just think it's phenomenal that it got resolved. We didn't ask for anything. We didn't ask for, give them $1 million. We just let justice be done. Let the right thing be done. The right thing was done. And now I'm going to assume this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that issue is now resolved. Is that correct?
Yes. They did say to just track with them for some weeks, because it does take, it's a process.
Yes.
So we're going to be vigilant and track, but at least, you know, the notice we've gotten from IRS said that there were penalties due. And I mean, just it was a very large amount, and it just seems so strange. So
yeah.
Now we know why. But anyway.
Well, what's great is you got exactly what you were praying for, and the Lord helped you resolve it. And he did it his way, not your way. Did you notice that? But it still got done. It was his way, not your way.
I could not have guessed at what was going on. It was such a mystery behind the scenes. I needed people that would walk beside us and help us. And we do need to be, humble enough to ask for help. And I was reminded of the story of the widow who badgered that judge. Even yesterday, I had to be a little bit, persistent, like saying, could we please visit with somebody, that was recommended by the agent on the phone. So it was helpful to just have that kind of persistence, too, from the Holy Spirit, that he guided us. So thank you so much for letting me share that praise.
It was a great, great praise report. Great, great job. Tell Cordelia, very, very, very happy. Prayed for you guys into the evening, too. So I'm very, 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 very happy.
Oh, thank you. Well, may this bless you, Dr. David, and we pray for you. We know you have so much on you and Noel, but you are a life changer for us these past 4 years. So keep up the good work, and we love everybody who's listening. And praying for dear Ace. We hope he calls in again soon.
Yep. All right. Excellent job. Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm gonna take the time to tell you my story, because her story is really classy. She's with a three-letter entity. She's keeping her cool. You know, that's pretty good. I'm going to follow this up with the bad side of it. Not the bad side, but just the wrong side. So as you guys know, I'm doing this project on the books and so on and so forth. So exactly what she said, though, is like, it doesn't always happen the way that you think. So I did some outsourcing on some things that I had to get done. And so people that get a chance to look at my book, you cannot escape some of the book, because some of the book, you know, that we have is, you know, the Jewish Christian, right? So it's pretty hard to miss that. And then Broken for His Glory, Why God's Plan for You May Have Involved a Painful Experience. So it's like you can't miss any of that stuff. So whenever I send it out, people are like, that's the first thing they see, right? So I'm working on some things for me. And turns out that I had to send it to a couple of extra people, and I was getting frustrated because I didn't get the resolution in the time that I wanted. See, I know I'm the only Christian out there who's listening to my voice that says, I want to get this taken care of. I'm sick of dealing with this. This is starting to annoy me, and it's no longer fun. Okay, so do all that. And it's gone on for 3 days. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Okay. And this morning I told the Lord, I said, you know, I said, I'm getting really discouraged about this project. I mean, I just started kind of, you know how you, sometimes you complain to the Lord and just like kind of venting? And then in my devotions, I was reading Deuteronomy 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the Berean Standard Bible, where the Lord says, don't be discouraged. And I was like, okay, fine. And so I sent it out to one more person, thought I just did it. And the person sent me the information back, and the person said, you are forgetting to click one button. So all of this for 2.5 days that I've been frustrated about is because I didn't click a button. Okay, but one, that's on me. But two, what if the Lord was just trying to get the material to other people so that they could see some of it? How do I know? And it was when I was in my little desperation moment. Lord have mercy. But see, I do that too. You do that. You know what? We do that. What's amazing is that we really want what God wants. We just try and tell him to do it in our time frame, which is probably not too bright, right? Trust him. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to be God. Great? Okay. We'll take a short break, come back, do all the other stuff we got to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is from our good friend, Pastor Ray. He wrote this wonderful devotional called When Grace is Tangible. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. That's John chapter 1, verse 14. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. Now, I'm going to stop you right there. So I was praying. This is in the last month, and I even wrote it down in my little journal how I believe the Lord had communicated to me personally that I do not understand the depth of God's grace. So then this devotion comes, and I'm like, oh, I just know the Lord's trying to teach me more. All right, let me back it up to what Ray says. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. We sing of amazing grace with the hope and longing that inspires people of all faiths and walks of life. Theologically, grace is defined as unmerited favor, a good, sound concept. But there is something more tangible about grace, something we can picture in our minds. God once told Moses, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Grace, as I discovered in the Hebrew language, is more than a favor granted in spite of our failings. When God says he will be gracious to whomever he chooses, he uses the word chanan, which adds a new layer of our understanding, because chanan means to show favor, mercy, to bend, or to stoop in kindness. God is not only granting favor and mercy, but the word picture is of him bending down to us in kindness, like a father getting down on his knees to embrace his children. There's even more to this picture. The root of the word chanan means to pitch a tent, to encamp, to abide, to dwell, to rest. There is more than God granting favor. He wants to dwell with us, to camp out with us. The God who is so very beyond us, not of this world, desires for his glory to abide with us and in us. God will be gracious to whomever he chooses, and he will come and live with them and dwell with them and camp out with them, whomever he chooses. And when it makes no sense to anybody else, it doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't meet our standard of approval, the Almighty Lord desires to dwell with us, not just rule over us, certainly not to start a religion, but to love us and live with us in a tangible, real way, to show us the way, the truth, and the life. The ultimate experience of God bending down, listen to this, the ultimate experience of God bending down, stooping down to the ground to dwell amongst us is the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. First one of this 60 minutes. When Aaron threw his rod to the ground before Pharaoh, what did it become? Did it become a frog, flowers, or a snake? Which one of those? Exodus chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. That would be your answer. When Aaron threw his rod to the ground before Pharaoh, what did it become? A frog, flowers, or a snake? Exodus 7, 9 through 10. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So there are those things that are there and available for you. So we're going to do our DNA in, if not this segment, the next segment. We might not get to history or jokes. I just don't know. Just kind of roll with it and see what happens. Eventually, we'll get to the message. This is now 6 segments that I've not been able to get to this message. And I'm wondering, maybe the Lord doesn't want me to teach it. Who knows? But somebody is ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Good afternoon, David. This is JD.
Hey, JD. How are you?
Fantastic, especially on such a beautiful day as today.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, right? Oh, I mean, I love it when it's,
yes,
when it's nice like this. It's like, wow. And I know that we got people listening from San Diego, and it's raining there. So I have a little bit of feelings for them, but not a ton because they don't get a lot of rain.
Well, they need to move to Texas because we have no state income tax.
We used to say when we lived in Arizona, just hang out, says, because when California breaks off from the United States and is floating, then we'll have oceanfront property right there. That was a long time ago in a land far away. All right, JD, let me set this up for you, and then you can hit it out of the park. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. When Aaron threw his rod to the ground before Pharaoh, what did it become? Did it become a frog, flowers, or a snake?
Well, when the magicians threw their rods on the floor, it did the same thing as Moses. Then Moses just went over and ate up the other snakes.
That is correct. So it was a snake! But you bring up a great point, by the way. I just want to bring this up. You bring up a brilliant point because even though there's false miracles, the real miracles of God eat them up. That's the way to think of that. That's it. Because even though they can do it, it wasn't same quality. Not the same thing. Exactly. Excellent job, bro.
Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you, sir.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Excellent job, Rooney. If I do say so myself. Oh, I did say so myself. Okay. That's terrible. Let's do the message with the DNA in the next segment because I want to get to the message. Here we are. This person, you can't meet. This stuff's just great. Okay, and we started this before, and I never got to it, so some of this will sound repetitive from last week, but I never got past it. This is Numbers 13, 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its elders. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it flows with milk and honey. Here's the fruit. They were all excited. They had great fruit. I want you to remember that. They went into the land, and God said, this is the land I'm going to give you. Cool. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Maybe your new land has to do with new locations geographically. Maybe it has to do with new faces, the people that you meet. Maybe a new profession. Maybe a new project. Maybe a closer walk with the Lord. Maybe it has to do with the divine appointment. Maybe it's kingdom work and you don't even know about it, but it's coming. Maybe it's a realization of hopes that you've been praying for. Maybe it's finding a purpose. Maybe it's just getting back into fellowship and getting back into the flow with the Lord and with his people. Whatever. That part doesn't matter. The Lord is always doing stuff. Revelation 21:5, behold, I make all things new. The word make in the Greek is perfect present tense. God's always doing new stuff. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God is not trying to ruin your life. That's terrible to think that way. That's a terrible image. It's a false image of God. God is trying to help you and walk with you. Does that mean that there's not going to be a problem? No, but what you need to understand is that God's intent is not to go, I'm just going to make life miserable for you because I feel like playing with people's lives. Stop thinking that way. I mean, the future, I just want to point this out, the future, it's good. The future's not bad. We know the eternal future is good, right? You already know that. So if you know the eternal future is good, what do you think, guys? Well, I'm going to make it good, but before I make it good, I want it to just be as miserable as it's going to be. It's like, come on. You have enough trials and stuff to go through. That doesn't mean you have to have this anticipation that God is just, he's like up there with a, you know, did you ever see the game at a carnival called Whack-A-Mole? Do you ever see Whack-A-Mole? The little thing comes up, and then you take the little padded thing, and then you hit it on the head, right? And then what happens? And then another one comes up, right? And you gotta get them all to get tickets, right?
I used to always play that game.
Great game, right? Fun, right? God is not playing Whack-A-Mole with you, okay? I know it's a fun game. It's actually funny because it makes a lot of real noises, you know? And you, every once in a while, if you have a good carnival, you hit it, and it goes, ow! You know, that kind of thing. That's funny. But stop thinking like God's playing whack-a-mole with you. He's not sitting there looking for you to make a mistake so he can jump down your throat. Do you realize that you know in many things that you're doing? Let me just say this. You know you're doing the best you can. Hey, wait, I got one for you. God knows it even more than you do. Give him a little credit. God knows your process too. He knows you're not doing everything perfect, but he knows you're giving it effort. You're trying, you're seeking, you're looking. I think what we forget is that God is aware of that stuff that goes on inside and outside of us. He knows you're doing your best. Yeah, it doesn't always pan out. Yep, I got it. I'm with you on that. But don't you think the Lord is aware that you've got this desire in your heart, in your mind, I want to make this right, I want to do this right? And then you need to be aware that God, he's walking with you. He's partnering with you. And he's doing things. And he's got stuff, we talked about this yesterday, about around the corner. You don't have to know what's around the corner. You just have to know who's around the corner. And he's got appointments for you. Listen to this. He's got appointments for you that were set before you were born. Uh-oh. What? Oh, no. Before you were born. God has set a divine appointment in your life, if not a thousand of them. And you're going to come into that. And I love this idea. Not just that. New faces, new voices. We have new callers. All of that. New. It's new. Stop thinking that 2024 is going to be the end of the end. If it's the end, then Jesus comes back and we're done. Praise the Lord. How are we not going, okay, so the worst case scenario is it terminates, we're done, we're with the Lord. Sounds good to me. In the meantime, let's recognize that the kingdom progresses. What did Jesus say? Occupy until I come. I want you to be aware. There's stuff that's going to happen. It's good. But it's not always smooth sailing, is it? We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Because what we're getting is this snapshot of Jesus. And there's a lot of stuff that we do, a lot of stuff that we say, but at no point should anybody ever lose what's going on here. And when we get into our Philippians teach tomorrow, you're going to see how very specific Christology, the study of Christ, fits into play on Jesus Christ being honored above all, and understanding how that this snapshot of Jesus plays into or leads us into the understanding of the superiority of Christ. Nobody else was fully God and fully man, period. And so nobody else can represent God to man or man to God. So in this situation, we get to see that Jairus, he has a 12-year-old daughter. She's dying. Not good news. This woman who's got this bleeding issue of blood, she comes up to Jesus, touches him without saying anything. Jesus has restoration and healing for her in physical, social, and psychological aspects, which is just wonderful if you think about how Jesus cares about the whole person. Doesn't care about a part of a person, cares about every inch of you. If you're doing well physically, but you're not doing well psychologically, Jesus cares about that. If you're doing well psychologically and not doing well physically, Jesus cares about that. If you can't have contact with people and you feel like you're completely isolated, Jesus cares about that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We still welcome everybody from San Diego, from Denver, from Dallas, and from Detroit. You're welcome to participate with us. We hope that you will. Here is our trivia question. You guys should get this one. This is a good one. Where did the four men take a paralytic to be healed by Jesus? How did they get the paralytic to Jesus? Let me say that differently. How did the four men get the paralytic to Jesus? Did they take him through the door, through the window, or through the roof?
Roof.
Mark chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 is going to be your reference point. Did they take him through the door, through the window, or through the roof? That's the question. If you think you know, you can reach out to us and call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. These are all things that are available to you. Again, the four men bringing in the paralytic to be healed, did they bring him through the door, through the window, or through the roof? If you think you know, reach out to us. Again, 972-445-0770. Text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody that is ready to answer a trivia question. I will tell you that after, then we're going to do our DNA. And then we'll get back into the message. I just cannot believe how fast this is. It's escaping me how fast it's going. So let's have the person who is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
This is Don?
This is Dan, D-A-N, hey, Daniel,
hey Dan,
Daniel the Lion.
How you doing, Dan? Oh, I love that. That's a great name connection there. I will never forget the rest of my life. That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
It's Dan from the Lion's Den, baby. That's good. I love it. Excellent job. All right, are you ready? I'm going to set it up for you. By the way, thank you for calling. I'm going to set it up for you and give you a chance to knock it out of the park. You ready? You ready? Okay. You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. I'll set up the question and then you can answer it, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. The four men brought the paralytic to be healed. Did they bring him through the door, through the window, or through the roof?
The roof.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right. That's what a dog says. How? What's on top of a house? A roof. How's the sandpaper?
Roof.
Sandpaper's roof. That's right. That's exactly right. Excellent job.
Well, thank you. Love your show. Love what you're doing. I had a weird thought for you, though.
Okay. Fire away.
Dennis Prager. Great man.
Love him.
Jewish faith.
Love him.
Love him.
Love him. He was at my show in San Diego.
I would love to see you guys talk.
Oh, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. I'll have to try and reach out to him. He is a great, great guy. Love him.
Just that faith journey is not complete in him, and it bothers me.
I know. He's got to take that next step over, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Excellent point. Great, great job, Dan. Fantastic.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I did have Dennis. Dennis was a blast. He was really, really nice. And, you know, we don't do the booking thing now because, well, it's me. See, I'm already doing everything. There's a lot to do. It's hard to explain that. All right, let's do our DNA before we go down that road. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, 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 every day. Every day. Okay, here it is. Every day that you breathe, spend some time with God. Okay, there you go. Can't beat that. N, never, ever, ever be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Not everybody's going to agree with you, and not everybody's going to like you. Welcome to the world of being a Christian. But you never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never be ashamed of his word. He knows how to create the universe. He knows how to write a book. Hello? And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
So this all really focuses on just being prepared to be engaged with the Lord. So if you're close to him, you're not ashamed of what he has to say. You become a vessel for his truth. You're just aware. You're sensitive. How might that manifest? I have no idea. There's probably 1,000 things I couldn't even possibly think of. But if you present yourself to the Lord, because that's what the scripture commands us to do, to present ourselves as instruments before him, check out Romans chapter 5, 6, and 7 to get a real deep understanding. Be an instrument of the Most High God. We are there to serve at his pleasure. And that's how you want to function every day. This is our DNA we need to use every day. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. N, and A, always be ready to serve. Just be ready. Okay? All right. Let me get back into the message, and then we'll get to this next thing. So, you know, we were talking about the land being good, and the land is good. And I do get a little, like, people are like, no, the Lord is just called. Listen, the Lord knows how to be God. Chill out. I mean, that's terrible to say to Christians sometimes, but it's true. But I do want you to recognize that there are obstacles between point A and point B. Nothing weird about that. In verse 28 and 29 of Numbers 13, it says this: the people who live there are powerful. The cities are fortified with very large people. We even saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in Negev. The Hittites and Jebusites and Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. And then the people said this, because that wasn't enough, I guess, is they said this in verse 31. The men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They're stronger than us." And they spread among Israelites a bad report about the land that had been explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. And all the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim, the descendants of Anak, and from Nephilim, we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them." There are always obstacles. God gives Israel this phenomenal piece of property. Aunt Deb's a realtor. Location, location, location. And if you've got a property that's filled with all these great things, how awesome is that? That's what they had. And the Lord said, "Go get it, man. It's yours." And they're like, "Oh, wait a minute. I have to actually put effort into this and step over this, through this, by this." And that's the problem that too many people have. There are obstacles. The biggest obstacle these guys were having, by the way, the children of Israel in this, comes from Proverbs 23:7. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, how did these people think in their hearts? Well, I'll tell you how they thought in their hearts. They said, "We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them." See, that's grasshopper theology. I actually had a pastor steal that from me. It's okay. I said it was okay. Grasshopper theology is you go around thinking you're a grasshopper. You think like you're smaller in your own eyes, and that's how you look. Everybody else sees you the same way. Stop that. Stop doing that. You're not a grasshopper. You're a child or a daughter of the Most High God. Knock that off. You're not allowed to do that. That's not permissible. That's not biblical. Oh, you're talking about positive this, positive that. No, I'm talking about obeying God. I am sure if the Lord sets a land before you and you see the land and then you start going, "Yeah, I'd take that land, Lord, but I'm a grasshopper, so I can't do that." I'm pretty sure that's disobedience. Oh, wait, it was disobedience. It's the reason the children of Israel had to stay in the desert for an extra 40 years, or 38 years technically, but 40 years. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, why are we thinking that way? That is not the way to go about things. Hey, I got a funny thing here. I got this thing from Caleb, who when he heard all this, he silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession. We can certainly do it." Now, see the difference between what Caleb said and what the men with the report said? The men with the reports, the Bible says, slandered the land of the Lord. Don't do that. You're going to slander the land of God, something he's got set up for you? Don't do that. The Lord is with you. You can do it. You are able to accomplish it. This isn't a Nike thing or anything else. This is a partnership with God. If the Lord has something set before you in this 2024, and he does, you should have full confidence that in partnership with God, you and God make a majority. Why? Because he's the majority. And there's nothing to restrain the Lord from saving with many or by few. He can use any. He used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. He can use you to accomplish his tasks. Get it? But you got to have, they can't be sitting there going, I'm just a grasshopper.
My name's Eeyore. It's my birthday.
Stop doing that. You're a child of the Most High God. Knock that off. You have royalty. You're royalty. That doesn't mean you get arrogant and say everything I touch is mine, everything I touch is gold. Nobody said that. But if there's something that's set before you, you don't have permission to think of yourself as less than a child of God. You don't get that right. God paid a price for you. You're going to tell God that he paid a bad price? Ooh. Now you're telling God he doesn't know how to buy things. I would not do that. I'm just going to go out on a limb saying, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? We're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. but the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassador's Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and that happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you are able to keep your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean, It was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on my show. Now, this is three time, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where time is elusive and it has cruised through. By the way, it's KAAM here in Texas, 770. We are just cruising through. We just don't have a lot of time, so we're going to get to certain things. Here's your last trivia question. To whom did Jesus respond with the parable of the Good Samaritan? Was it a disciple, a Roman soldier, or a lawyer? To whom did Jesus respond with the parable of the Good Samaritan? Was it a disciple, a Roman soldier, or a lawyer? Your answer, Luke 10:25. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website. I'll give you all the stuff. Ready? Blah, 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 blah. And if you can give, that would be great, too, which you can do on the website. Luke 6:38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. If you can give, great. If not, the Lord bless you. Check out the opportunities to give and other things on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's about how fast the show went, right there. That's a good illustration. To whom did Jesus respond when he gave the parable of the Good Samaritan? Who was he talking to? Not talking about. Who was he talking to or responding to? Was it a disciple, a Roman soldier, or a lawyer? That is the question.
That's the question.
Okay. Was he talking to a disciple, a Roman soldier, or a lawyer? Your answer, by the way, Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Okay, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Do we have somebody that wants to answer the trivia question? We do. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Fred. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Fred? What's going on?
You tell me. I'm doing fine. I can't complain.
Oh, but, you know, and then complaining doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
All right, my brother. Let me set it up for you. I'll let you hit it out of the park. Here we go. To whom did Jesus respond with the parable of the Good Samaritan? Was it to a disciple, a Roman soldier, or a lawyer?
You know, let me preface with this quick thing of humor. It was told that, you know, there was a man that said he wanted, when he died, he wanted to bury him just like they did Jesus. He said, "Yes, sir, I want to be buried between two thieves. I want my lawyer on one side, and I want my doctor on the other." That lawyer don't have the best reputation in the world, but it was a lawyer.
It was a lawyer! That is a brilliant, brilliant job. That's like that joke where they have three pastors in a golf cart, and they're like, they're going, it's like, here's your place. It was a nice little house. Here's your place, nice little house. Here's your place. The guy goes, well, I see that mansion up there. That's the widow's one, but who's got that five-level decker? He goes, oh, that's a lawyer. They're rarely here.
That's funny.
I like that.
Absolutely.
One.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for blessing us. And listen, we're here every day listening to you talk about Jesus.
You got it, brother. My privilege, literally, to do it. So thank you saying that.
God bless you.
Right. You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's go back to this. I'm not going to have time to do the jokes or history. I just don't have time. So let me just get into this. So I want you to understand the difference between the spies and Caleb. Okay, I'm singling Caleb out. You know, Joshua's among them, but I'm singling Caleb out because Caleb had this attitude, and then the spies had this attitude. The spies had this attitude.
I'm a grasshopper.
Okay, Caleb had this attitude. Let's do this. God's with us. There's nothing that can stop us. Now, I want you to think about that because there are times where we operate and we don't think much about the fact that we're operating in this kind of weird zone. We need to be very careful. First of all, Luke 12:32 says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." What? It's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How about this? Just so that we have a little reinforcement. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God gave you Jesus. How will he not give you more? Verse 33, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is there who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is interceding for us. What's Jesus doing? He's interceding for us. Boy, could you imagine anybody interceding that's better? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No one. How about this? I'm just making sure you understand. First John 3:1-2. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God? And that is what we are. That's what it says in the scripture. You see, I'm not saying that for emphasis. That's what the scripture says. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God? And that is what we are. You are a child of the Most High God. Your dad is the King of the universe. That's why you can say Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Well, I got this land, Dave, but I'm feeling kind of like a grasshopper. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Well, I don't know everything that's going to be in the land. So, God does. And you're doing this in partnership with God. 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be to God who always leads us as captives into Christ's triumphal procession. That's like a marching band. It's like a parade. And he uses us to spread the aroma of his knowledge of him everywhere. just thinking about what Joanne and Cordelia talked about, it's like just them giving that tract, just saying anything nice to any person they never would have encountered could have been the very way that God spreads his knowledge of himself, spreading the aroma of his knowledge to these people. Well, it was delayed. They were delayed. So what? It got rectified, but bottom line is that somebody else heard something about Jesus. That's the plan.
Well, I wanted to go my way.
Well, congratulations. That and a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call. Oh, wait, I said that to those other guys. Then my point is this. We've got to kind of move from a 6 to a 9. Stop sitting there and thinking, God, oh, it's all about him being bashing me. He is going to make you look like Jesus. But, you know, I got to tell you this. Jesus rose from the dead. Hello? He did heal people. He did cast out spirits. A lot of victory there, right? There's a lot of victory for you, too. Yeah, you have your moments. Of course. Who doesn't? Right? That's not the issue. The issue is who you are. Are you a grasshopper or are you the child of the Most High God? And when you pray, you ought to have a little bit of that going on. It is, after all, faith that pleases God. So you ought to have a little bit of, I believe, Lord. You got to have that attitude going with the other things. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm not trying to berate anybody. I'm just trying to get us to move from a 6 to a 9. Because faith in your prayers changes the world, your world, and the world of those around you. Isn't that important? So what's coming up? I don't know. Let me just ask you this. Whatever it is, do you have faith that it's good because God is good? All comes down to this one statement. People really don't like this statement, but it's true. It all depends on how you think of the quality of God is. Do you believe that the quality of God is great? Yes or no? That will determine how you face things. Ouch! That hurt! Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
As I am, you reach down and see me.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.